Здравствуйте. В студии Инна Воронина. Сегодня в нашем эфире гость. Это чемпион мира по шахматам Роберт Фишер. Со мной рядом в студии журналист и переводчик газеты «Родная» Ирина Орлова. Ирина, здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте.
Роберт Фишер сейчас находится в Исландии, и мы будем общаться с ним по телефону. Роберт, сейчас в Софии проходит крупный шахматный турнир, куда вас пригласили в качестве почетного гостя. Но вы вновь отказались приехать, на этот раз в Болгарию. Почему?
Mr. Fisher, hello. It's Irina.
Yes.
So in Sofia, our first question is, in Sofia there is a new big tournament, and it said that you were invited to this tournament, so but you refused to go to Sofia. Why? Could you tell us?
Sofia, Bulgaria?
Right.
I don't know anything about this, no.
You weren't invited to this championship, yes?
No, not at all.
This was
rubbish. And first I heard about that.
Yes, it's the wrong information.
Yeah.
So, do you keep us with the chess tournaments?
Not very much. No, I don't like chess. What is your name, Irina?
Yes.
Irina, you know, I don't like chess anymore. I haven't liked chess for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Мистер Фишер сказал, что он не следит вообще за турнирами по шахматам, что он больше не любит шахматы, что он закончил, он сказал, тогда объявил давно уже, что он не будет больше играть в шахматы и поэтому не следит за чемпионатами.
Мистер Фишер, а чем вы сейчас занимаетесь в Исландии? Отдыхаете вы, работаете? Есть у вас какое-то другое хобби? Может быть, вы полюбили там верховую езду или играете в гольф?
So, Mr. Fisher, our second question is, what are you doing now in Iceland? Do you have just a rest or maybe you have another hobby? I mean, except chess, of course.
Do I have what? Do I have?
A hobby. What are you doing now in Iceland?
I'm just relaxing. You know, I was kidnapped over in Japan. I was in a prison there for almost 9 months, you know. Mm-hmm. Eight months near a leaking nuclear power plant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still recovering from that, you know. I was brutalized. I was severely injured. You know, so I'm taking a rest now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Мистер Фишер сказал, что он сейчас отдыхает, просто расслабляется и восстанавливается после 9 месяцев, которые он провел в тюрьме в Японии.
Yeah. You know, they have a leaking nuclear power plant over in Japan, the Tokaimura nuclear power plant. It's very similar to your situation like in Chernobyl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when they kidnapped me in Narita Airport. The Japs kidnapped me in Narita Airport on July 13th, 2004. And then they kept me in the prison there at the airport for about a month, over a month, until I think about August 10th, and then they took me over to the prison in Ushiku, which is only about 66 kilometers away from the Tokaimura nuclear power plant.
Uh-huh.
You see, so I was near a leaking nuclear power plant for about 8 months. This is leaking nuclear radiation right now. It's been leaking nuclear radiation since 1999,
uh-huh.
When they had a massive nuclear accident there.
Mm-hmm.
And several people in the plant died, and over 600 people in the city, in Tokai City, were irradiated. Got nuclear radiation poisoning from this accident. So they dragged me near a leaking nuclear power plant. That was a part of the conspiracy between the U.S. and Japan to damage my health, you know.
Yes.
Very, very vicious. And they wouldn't let me go to court. They wouldn't let me see the judge. Locked me in this prison in the airport, and then over in Ushiku for almost 9 months altogether. You know.
Yes, Mr. Fisher, excuse me, I just have to translate it for our listeners. Mr. Fisher сказал, что он был заключен в тюрьму в Японии, в городе Усико, в 66 километрах от Токио, и что его заперли в тюрьме, и он был подвержен, в общем, радиации, что в Японии тоже радиация. Вот. И сейчас он должен восстановиться после своего пребывания в тюрьме.
Мистер Фишер, вы так мало общаетесь с журналистами, и та информация, которая поступала к нам, она достаточно ограниченная. Мы бы хотели все-таки знать, и наши слушатели в том числе, немного подробнее, что послужило причиной ареста и вот этих жестких мер по отношению к вам.
So, Mr. Fisher, we have restricted information about you, lack of information about you, because you gave your interviews for journalists, and we just want to have more information about you. Could you tell us what was the reason of your arrest? Why were you imprisoned and locked in prison?
First of all, I want to just get the, give today's date. Today is what? What is today's day?
Today is today?
Yeah.
Sunday?
Sunday what?
The 15th of May.
Sunday the 15th of May, 2005.
Yes.
And what's the name of your radio station?
Unit.
Yeah?
UNEST.
UNEST, and where is this? Is this in Moscow?
Yes, in Moscow.
Okay, what is this? What is this? Where is it on the AM? What is it, AM or FM?
AM.
AM? On where is it on the AM band? Yeah.
68.8
on the AM band in Moscow, no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what did you wanted to know why they arrested me, so-called, or kidnapped me?
Yes, kidnapped you.
Yeah, well...
What was the real reason, in your opinion, Mr. Fisher?
Yeah, I just want to say one thing before I forget, you know, because when I was in jail, they had a TV there in my cell, you know, and I answered that question, but I just wanted to say something else. I was watching the TV in my cell all the time.
Yes.
And the Japs are constantly complaining about North Korea, how North Korea has kidnapped Japanese citizens and taken them over to North Korea and kept them there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're just screaming about it day and night and almost trying to whip up a war fever in Japan against North Korea, you know, for things that happened many years ago. I think this happened, all of this happened at least over a decade ago or several decades ago, you know? So the point is, I just want to say what filthy hypocrites the Japanese government is to talk about North Korea kidnapping Japanese when the Japanese kidnapped me, you know? The Japanese government kidnapped me. And not only they kidnapped me, but they dragged me near a leaking nuclear power plant, you know? I'm absolutely vicious and unheard of. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Fisher, please, I just had to translate it.
Yeah.
Mr. Fisher сказал, что в Японии его похитили и его заточили в тюрьме. Вот.
Какова причина?
Наверное, они просто хотели разрушить его карьеру, вообще навредить ему просто, потому что он смотрел все время телевизор, и за ним следили постоянно.
А кто является инициатором похищения, и какова причина все-таки, какое предъявили ему обвинение?
So, Mr. Fisher, are you hearing me, yes?
I'm here, you're good, yeah.
Yes. Okay, could you tell us the real reason of your kidnapping?
Yeah, okay.
Why do you think so? What was the reason for America to behave in such way?
Well, let me explain what happened first, okay? I was at the airport there in Narita, and I was getting ready to take a flight to the Philippines, right? I had been in Japan for almost 3 months, almost 90 days. My visa was for 90 days. I had come into Japan from Hong Kong on April 13th, 2004, And then I was about to leave on July, no, no, I came in on, I think, April 15th, rather. April 15th, 2004, and now I'm about to leave on July 13th, 2004, you see? Because my visa was for 90 days, and I had been there, like, I think about 88 days, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I'm at the airport now, getting ready to take a flight to the Philippines, you see? And then suddenly, they kidnapped me there at the airport and threw me into jail. They kidnapped me with violence. You know, about 10 guards jumped me and carried me horizontally to the prison cell and threw me in, almost killed me. You see? Then the next day, they gave me a document. They claimed the reason they arrested me was because I entered the country on April 15th, 2004, illegally, you see?
Yes.
That my passport or my visa was not good. They didn't explain that all these documents are on the internet, you know.
Yes.
Any event, can I give the internet site just in passing here so people know where to go if they want to follow up on this case? Can I give the internet site?
We haven't got it. Now, I don't know.
No, can I tell it to you? Can I tell it to you?
Could you tell me what?
The internet site where people can go to get more information about my case.
Yes, it's
I'll give
yes,
you
the
HTTP.
Yes.
Colon slash slash home dot att dot ne dot jp slash moon slash fisher slash. And the name Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. That's how it's spelled, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. Anyway, okay. So, just so people can go there and get all the documents that I'm referring to. So, they threw me in jail there, and then, like, the next day, they gave me a document that they said that I... that to the effect that I had entered the country with an invalid passport or with an invalid visa on April 15th, 2004, which was, you know, absolutely untrue. And they gave no explanation for this charge, and they've never given any explanation for this charge. And then this was on July 14th.
Mr. Fisher, I just had to translate the
cases.
Мистер Фишер рассказывает нам о том, как его арестовали. Это произошло в 2004 году в аэропорту в Японии, что он прилетел только из Гонконга и был 3 дня в Японии, собирался вылететь на Филиппины. Как в аэропорту его задержали и припроводили в тюрьму, не объяснив причин и сказав, что у него просроченный паспорт и, соответственно, поэтому он не может лететь. Что его паспорт недействительный. Мистер Фишер также сказал сайт, на котором наши слушатели могут получить более подробную информацию о деле, об этом деле и получить все подробности.
So then the next day some bastard from who said he supposedly from the America. Then the next day, okay, I'm in my cell, right? And the Jap guards come into my cell, right, at the airport, and they say, you have a visitor from the American embassy. I said, I don't want to see anybody from the American embassy. And they says, we're not asking you, we're telling you, you have no choice. I said, I'm not going. And then they started to grab me again the same way they had the previous night, lifting me up to take me over to see somebody from the American embassy. Can you imagine this?
Yes.
So anyway, I was already hurting from the day before when they had carried me and thrown me into the cell. So after they lifted me up, then I walked to meet the guy from the American embassy. And he wouldn't tell me his name. He just said his name is Peter. Says that his last name is none of my business, you see. Anyway, he already had destroyed my passport.
Yes.
Within 24 hours of my arrest, the Japs had given the Americans my passport, and either the Americans or the Japs or both of them government collusion had destroyed my perfectly valid U.S. passport.
Yes, Mr. Fisher, but maybe they just wanted you to pay in taxes.
No, there's never been any charge about me paying taxes in the U.S. What do you mean? Don't say they just wanted me to pay in taxes like it's a perfectly normal thing to arrest somebody and throw him in jail and destroy his passport without any charges. What do you mean they just wanted me to pay in taxes?
Мистер Фишер сказал, что, наверное, скорее всего, его арестовали не потому, что он не хотел платить налоги с тех денег, которые он выиграл на вот, чемпионате в 92-м году, когда он играл с Борисом Спасским. Вот. За это людей в тюрьму не сажают. Скорее всего, были другие причины, совершенно непонятные для него, почему его посадили в тюрьму. И так вот обошлись с ним нехорошо.
У меня вопрос. Вы сказали о том, что Америка – это зло. Кто это зло и предает ли это... И относится ли это к Америке или, я имею в виду, к обычным жителям этой страны, либо к правительству?
So, Mr. Fisher, you said that USA is evil. Who is that evil? The president of USA or all its citizens?
Well, of course, the president is evil. Everybody knows that. But... I think quite a large number of Americans, I don't know what the real percentage is, you can't, you know from these polls at all, but I think quite a large percentage of Americans are still going along with this government, right? And I've even talked to some people over there. They say that we're loyal Americans. We support President Bush, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you cannot completely exonerate the American people. They should overthrow the government, you know. And also these soldiers are going over there, right?
Yes.
I mean, so this war must have some support, you know.
Mm-hmm. Мистер Фишер сказал, что, конечно, зло Америки – это прежде всего ее президент, но американцы тоже, которые поддержали такого президента.
Мистер Фишер, у меня к вам вопрос. Вы много говорите о президенте Буше и отзываетесь не всегда о нем, естественно, лестно. А что-нибудь вы знаете о президенте России, о Владимире Путине?
So, Mr. Fisher, you speak a lot about American president. Do you have any opinion about our Russian president, Putin? Have you got any information of him?
I'll talk about Putin. I just want to say something else. This tax thing is all bullshit. The U.S. government has never charged me with any tax violation. What their charges against me are for... They indicted me in December 15, 1992 for playing chess in Yugoslavia. Nothing to do with taxes. So let's put that to rest. There are no charges whatsoever against me tax-wise, okay? That's just Jew propaganda, all right?
Propaganda from what side? From America?
From America, yeah, mainly from America, but, you know, the Jews are working together all over the world. Okay, but we'll get back to that. Let me get over to, what was your question about Mr. Putin? What do you want to know about him? Yeah.
I mean, your opinion about Mr. Putin. Have you gotten any information about him? What's your opinion about his actions about him, as a president, as a politician?
Well, I think he's doing some really good things with this Khodorkovsky case, you know? Hello?
Yes,
yeah,
hello.
This Khodorkovsky case, he put him in jail for, I don't know what the charges are, to having to do with taxes or corruption or whatever, right?